Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeMess Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Buckets. That's the name of my boat, Buckets.
Buckets. Buckets. What we get.
Not the only transfer we got from Florida. Keith Stone, too. Remember that.
Everybody who watches his show on a regular basis knows my love of the stretch four.
You know, we all make mistakes. He might have made one going to Tallahassee.
It's mercy if y'all don't know. Dribble to the left, cross over to the right. Hurricane to the game, many buckets for the night. Matt with the pick and roll, Melissa with the give it a go. This Shelly, you pretty girl, dunk it in the hole. Check the scoreboard, this what we fall for. Peep the gameplay, they want an encore. Yeah, over time for another round. It's buckets after buckets, baby. You out of town. It's buckets. What it is, homie, it's buckets. Woo! We get buckets.
Yeah, baby. Buckets. 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 Buckets.
I have no shame. I know. That's the problem.
You guys are awesome.
What is going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Buckets. I'm Matty Ice. He's Vish. She's Melissa. It was like a two-week hiatus, right? It's been a while. How y'all doing?
It's weird not having a show every week. The off-season seems so much longer when I don't see you guys every week, although I see Vish plenty, but Matt's so far away. How are you, Matt?
I'm good. I'm just tired.
Busy coaching?
Well, we have, open gym right now. So I'll start work super early and I get off earlier to go play and stuff with them. So we'll just do open runs. So I'm playing with them tomorrow too. So it'll be good. Slowly getting my conditioning back and, you know, my rhythm back, just playing.
In the Grizz t-shirt. Vish, nice hat. Grizz. Did you just get it?
As if you don't know.
Vish finally ventured up to Broward, and we went to Caneswear last week.
Yeah, and they have different merch. So
we hit up all three teams.
The wallet took a big hit at Caneswear.
Oh yeah. Oh, because you bought stuff for your family as well.
Yes.
Let me show off the shorts I got at Caneswear.
Yes, let's do that.
There we go.
Pockets always key. And then we went to the team, to All Canes and the team store the following day, or no, Saturday. But quick shout out to Jeremy at the team store because he gave me a free pair of shorts.
Let me do this.
So you guys might recognize these because the team wore these shorts with their Ibis jerseys last year. And I guess they had a small left that they couldn't get rid of. So he just gave me these. And you can see the detail with the with the U. So shout out to Jeremy from Team Store. Okay, Vish. Vish.
I'm on it. Relax.
Vish.
Freaking dictator.
No one wants to stare at my big head the whole time. But yeah, he gave me the shorts for free. So much appreciated. And then I got another pair that I'm debating if I'm keeping or not because they fit weird because they're a youth size. And then me and Vish both got a pair of shorts because Adidas is coming out with some pretty sick designs. But like my favorite part is this new thing is that they're throwing Coral Gables like on like as a logo on things. I have it on this hoodie as well, this new hoodie that I just got, which is super cool. But then it says Hurricanes down the other side and has pockets. So yeah, Adidas is doing really good things with basketball shorts. I wanted to get you a pair, Matt, but you would have killed us.
Yeah, I would have.
And then I got a third pair, but I'm not sure if I'm keeping them yet. So they're really cool, but since they're youth, they fit really weird. So
yeah, you know how kids like wear really tight shorts. They're kind of like that, and they're not really.
But they're really cool.
They're kids. I mean, you know, they fit size wise. They're kids cut basically. So they're kind of narrow in the legs. Mm-hmm.
They're really cool. They're just very odd fitting.
It looks different.
Yeah. I haven't decided if I'm keeping them or not yet, but we'll see. And then Vish got a bunch of hats.
There you go.
One of which I'm wearing.
Yeah. You got the hats, the shorts. Did you buy anything else?
Stuff for my nieces and nephews.
Yeah. Did you get that from Caneswear or?
Which, this hat? Yeah. The hats I got were Caneswear because they had different hats there.
Yeah.
It's like, where are all these hats coming from?
Caneswear has a massive selection.
Well, look at our guy here. Shout out to CCH. What's up, Canes?
But we thoroughly donated to all three stores this past weekend.
That's true. I spent money on all of them. I don't think you spent anything at all, Canes.
I own most of that store already. So
I know that's true. We walked through there and there's like three things left that between the two of us.
And then the guy at the counter wasn't one of the usual people that know us. So he like asked Vish for ID to prove he was an alumni, which is really funny.
Can you believe this?
Oh, wait. Oh, I the backpack's in the other room. But I did get the new Spray Ground UM backpack too. Because the guy at Caneswear convinced me it was a must.
You're not a hard sale on these things.
I'm not. I just bought a hoodie right before the show started.
Oh my god.
But that one, okay, no, hold on. I will defend that one since I kind of made you do it.
I've been talking about it for weeks.
But
not the specific hoodie.
Or a green hoodie she can wear under, you know, jerseys or whatever that are running.
I needed a layering hoodie.
Right. And this one in particular was in women's extra small, so it'll actually fit. And it's a Miami hoodie, so you can wear it by itself, but it also has the Adidas stripes down the arms. So when you wear it underneath for layering, it'll look cool. So it kind of hit all the boxes. Mm-hmm. It had to be done.
This is a hoodie I just got recently. Thanks to Jeremy at the team store DMing me about it. It's really cool with the cursive Hurricanes, and it's got the Coral Gables thing on the side, which I'm a huge fan of. I like this new thing that Adidas is doing.
CCH is able to use his business to go wholesale. So,
well, apparently when the team store has stuff that they can't sell and it's in a men's small, Jeremy just gave me a pair of shorts. So shout out again to Jeremy at the team store. But I now have people from all three stores DMing me about extra smalls on a regular basis.
Anything comes in, they know they got to order at least one because you will go buy it.
Huh? Yeah, no, I bought that all.
I mean, you're probably responsible for 70% of the extra small sales.
I probably am. Well, the orange jersey I bought from the team store the next day, Amanda from All Canes messaged me about the same thing because they had a few extra smalls also. And I was just like, I kind of already bought it from the team store, but they're all good friends, so it doesn't matter. Listen, at the end of the day, it's good for UM. So it's just, I'll have to make more space in my closet again in 6 months.
You're going to have to reorganize it.
I just did last week.
I know, but you're gonna have to reorganize it again.
I gotta find a special place for the beach hoodie. It's gotta have its own section.
Yeah. Or you just, you know, get a what do you call it for it? a frame for it.
Frame it. No, but I like to wear it. I'm not going to frame it. I want to wear it.
Frame the beach hoodie.
It's coming. It's coming with me to California in October so we can get a picture together in our beach hoodies.
So basically what you're saying is I have to drag this thing from D.C. to Miami to California.
We already talked about this. Why are you so
surprised? You don't have to, but me and Matt are going to get a photo and it's going to go up on the wall. I have a picture of you, me, and Jazz, so you'll still be on there.
That's true.
But we do need a photo that's not me cropping it to get the three of us in it.
Well, if Matt would follow through on his promise to come east, then this wouldn't have been a problem. Actually, he did come visit me. Actually, now that I think about it, you didn't go to the ACC basketball tournament. That was the time that...
Because I didn't want to suffer.
We really should have been able
to... Are you really grilling her for not going to that?
Yes.
I wasn't going to move my entire work schedule around for a shitty team. All right? If we were like a top four team, I would have reorganized some shit. But to finish second to last in the ACC, it was not happening.
I showed up injured.
Yeah, he showed up injured. And I'll say
this. He had it played months in advance.
Wait, no, but I'll say this. When you're complaining that the only photo you have with three of us is cropped because we randomly sat next to each other at lunch before the Final Four is the reason we even have that. And the basketball team came to my hood and Matt traveled across country.
The basketball team is in my hood on a regular basis.
You had a 2-hour flight.
The basketball team is in my hood on a regular basis. Do not blame me.
I mean, I live like 2 metro stops from the arena, so I didn't really put an effort on that one. That was all Matt.
Yeah. Don't even ask me how much the tickets were.
No, the game tickets were $2. $2. $2 general admission. There was no inside seating. You just show up and sit wherever you want.
Matt couldn't walk. Tickets. He definitely wasn't the water boy.
No, he was not. He was not.
Did the wheelchair ever get returned, or did someone actually steal it?
I think someone stole it, man. That shit's gone. That made no sense to me
that they're like, oh, no. Just leave it outside. I'm like, not well, in the middle of downtown DC. Like,
and then
for
and
hours then, too, eventually.
No, and then the guy didn't even call until the next morning. He was supposed to pick it up that day. And then he calls Monica and he's like, well, where is it? And she was like, well, they told me to leave it in front of the building.
And I'm in Long Beach. I don't see it.
Yeah.
So good luck.
The LBC. I need an LBC hoodie. The LBC, no?
LBC.
It's too bad Long Beach isn't closer to where we're going to be.
It's nowhere close. It's like being in Boston. It's DC. The state is so big.
I want to go like see the pyramid.
I feel like if I ever take you guys, more so Melissa is going to have this like grand image of what Cal State Long Beach is.
I don't have a grand image. I just
want to see the baseball field, man. I got to see where the dirt bags fly.
I want to see the pyramid and I want to get another beach hoodie.
I don't think it's huge or anything. I got to see it. That is a legitimate, that is a landmark.
You could say that.
I'm just making sure I don't miss anything as far as messages. So for those watching, it might be more than just Canes Cats Heat. Assistant coach / associate head coach Fitz from the women's team is going to be on the show tonight at 9. I was geeking out over this via text with Vish for like the last week when he agreed to come on because it's like I've been trying to get him on the show. Very excited. So he'll be on at 9. And Matt was like, let's start early. So now we're just talking fluff.
I mean, we haven't done a show for
something we struggle with normally. You know, it's hard for us to fill time.
So, and tonight's Mount Rushmore is going to be about the Olympics because
that. CCH gets
it. Did you see the. Who posted the photo of like it was most home runs based on like where guys went to school? I don't know if it was current or if it was like all time or what. No, it was probably just current players. But Long Beach and Cal State Fullerton were like in the top 10, or Long Beach might have been like border top 10.
This is like cumulative NBA. I mean, not NBA, MLB.
MLB. Yeah, home runs. I was shocked. But not really.
Why would you be sure?
No, and then I realized how many. Well, it's because they haven't been good recently.
Yeah, neither have we. We played in the NCAA tournament like what 7-8 years ago, and it's not been good for their program since.
Yeah,
have you seen the new the UM Adidas slides that they came out with?
Oh no, do I want to
see Adidas Alpha Bounce slides?
Oh, the Alpha Bounce. Are they new or are you?
They're orange. They just came out like in the last week.
They're orange instead of the green ones, basically.
I'm gonna message it to you. I'll put it in the bucket.
Text or private? Oh,
I'm gonna put it in there. Yeah. It's Mark Fletcher's Twitter. I was scrolling through the Buckets Twitter and I saw it.
Let me see.
You saw them at the store, right? When we were there. Them at the team store.
Oh, those are nice.
Right?
Uh-oh, wallet.
I don't.
We were all like bad influences, Angel.
Listen, I went to 3 Kane stores this past weekend, and I didn't buy a single hoodie. Mainly because I own most of them, but I didn't buy a single hoodie.
So then you bought one now.
I did buy 3 pairs of shorts, but I got one for free, which was nice.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
While the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown and your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So do we decide, we're not going to have time to do this for Fitz joint, so we'll do it after, but on which Mount Rushmore of the two? We are doing Olympic-related Mount Rushmore.
I think whatever it's one Olympic, you want to do. Like Olympic events, our favorite top Olympic summer events.
I already thought of memories too, so I can do either one.
But you can't just say like one whole event. Like you can't just say swimming. You have to pick like a specific.
Well, swimming, yeah, swimming isn't an event. It's...
So, because if we're going to do Winter Olympics, I'm going to say curling, but. It's in summer right now, so we'll go with summer.
All right, so we're doing the events. Okay.
But we'll do that after, right?
I mean, we're
14 more minutes. I had to break out a new hoodie for Coach Fitz. Do the Canes have any people in the Olympics? I believe so.
Devon Reed, baby. Playing for Puerto Rico.
Yep.
So, what's you believe so or you know so?
I know so. But I also like, but like when I think about it, it's just like people in the Olympics playing for Team USA. I didn't think about other countries. Cause I know, I think we have someone who was running track, I think, for Team USA.
So the reason I said, do you think you know so or do you know or you do you think or do you know? Because I sent you the dude finished 18th or whatever in the triple. I sent you the thing today.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I don't know. I've been very busy today, all right?
It's my only day off. You have.
And I never made it to CVS, so.
Wait, what? I thought you had to.
Oh,
it's 24 hours.
I'll get it tomorrow. Just a day late. It's fine.
Yes,
I got lazy. Yeah,
triple jumper, the
triple
final, jumper, right? Russell Robinson. Jump for Team USA. Well, he finished 14th, so he didn't make the final. But
oh, I don't know.
No, he didn't make the final. Did not.
I just saw the headline, but that's good. And then Davon Reed played for Puerto Rico.
Hell yeah!
And
so CCH has been watching Olympic boxing, wrestling, and basketball and archery.
Yo, I spent like an hour the other day watching surfing. It was a lot of fun, actually, watching surfing.
I saw them screw the British at the skeet shooting.
Oh, because it like skid the thing.
It didn't skid it. It hit straight up. It just didn't explode for some reason. Like pieces went every direction. It didn't explode with like the smoke, and then they didn't count it.
Did you see that they presented the USA like ice skating team their 2022 gold medals because of that whole cheating scandal? Like they originally came in second, but then like one of the Russians got caught doping, so like they presented the USA team with their gold medals today or yesterday.
Still counts.
So
did they ever get them back from the Russians, or what happens?
I don't know how that works.
What do you do? Track them down and like give me
do
that.
Like, are these like back. Secondhand medals, or do they get like brand new ones?
No, they'll get new ones, but they're not gonna actually go track them down. Like, how are you gonna get these back? They're gone.
Like did Reggie Bush have to give back his Heisman Trophy?
I think allegedly, like I don't know that they actually went and took the trophy from him.
Like, but now it's legit again, right? Now it's legit again. Like they reinstated it.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, what were they gonna do? Show up to us like, give me this? I'm repoing it. Like they can't do that. He owns it. It's his thing. Heisman Committee does not have police authority to go and seize. That's what got OJ though. They made him sell his Heisman to pay off his civil suit, and then he tried to steal it back.
Wasn't he in jail?
That's what he got in jail for. It wasn't for murder, it was for stealing his Heisman back.
He got away with murder and then got arrested for stealing
his trophy. I mean, he basically went to jail for murder because what he did was in Vegas with a bunch of people, they were trying to buy his memorabilia back, and then like they bait and switched him, and like some people started fighting, and he had a gun in his pockets. So they maximally charged him with like like
it was like on the Vegas Strip, right?
Yeah, no, I think it was in a hotel on the Vegas Strip. Yeah,
yeah, because I remember we would walk by that store all the time.
Yeah, and so it ended up they charged him with like the maximum as if he had pulled a gun and held everyone at gunpoint, because theoretically if you have a gun on you, he never even pulled it out. And there's like a felony assault, which they charged one of the guys with, and the gun like aggravates, and if you have the gun, you can be charged with it, which they would never do except they charged him for murder.
I think I was in like fourth grade. I remember that trial.
They showed that on TV in school. Like they stopped class and they put it on there and they read the verdict.
Damn. Yeah. Yeah. Even in like the fourth grade, we talked about it and watched it. Crazy stuff.
He got away with it then, but then he didn't. Should have just blown on the straight and narrow from there. And he got
Cochran.
Busted, and then got the book thrown at him in a way no one else would. So yeah, he went to prison, not technically for murder, but they would have probably not even charged him with a crime if he hadn't killed two people and gotten away with it. So here's
a question.
And of course he moved to Miami eventually and was like, actually, he's in the neighborhood we live in. He was living right around here.
Here's a question. Should we speculate on if Coach Fitch is going to pick Chick-fil-A or Popeyes? Matt was wrong 2 weeks ago.
I'm going to say he's going to pick Chick-fil-A.
He just assumes Chick-fil-A until...
Well, I mean, the women's team has been crushing us, Matt. And so...
That's what
we're getting, no love from that program.
Come on the show was DJ. Vish,
it has to be Chick-fil-A. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, we've been getting crushed by the women's team. They also, like, give them that crap when they're getting on the team bus.
I know. I feel like some of these might be biased, to be honest.
Yeah, no, this is...
You guys started it, not me.
How? Okay.
Wait, did we?
Yeah, because you guys kept giving me a hard time about Chick-fil-A because Popeyes was better. And I don't know whose idea it was to ask about Chick-fil-A versus Popeyes, but it grew from your guys' hate for Chick-fil-A.
I don't even hate it, so that's not really... Popeyes is the better sandwich.
I did leave room though. There is room because I was doing the board for today, and it's like I gotta make sure there's space in case he picks Popeyes, and then there's space if he picks Chick-fil-A. So there's space for both. Because I'm just gonna put Fitz. I'm not gonna write out the whole thing.
You're not gonna write Fitzroy Anthony.
Huh?
You're not gonna write up Fitzroy Anthony?
Well, no, everyone's just first name. I didn't write Matthew, I just wrote Matt. I'm joking.
Why
I mean,
you should tell people my real name.
Yeah, you should
just gave up my secret identity. What the hell?
Show some respect.
Oh, I should have wrote Maddie Icy.
I like how the Matt's final thoughts, the intro is definitely your full name. I had to class it up. I mean,
well, no, that's just to make it fancy. Yeah,
no, you gotta class it up there.
And everyone knows my last name because I always say no relation.
And more people know my, well, you're the one that doesn't know my last name. Everyone
No, I know your last name. I just can't pronounce it.
You can't recreate the moment. It'll never be recapped. I don't think Melissa.
Yeah, that was after the show. It wasn't caught live. So.
Like, I don't think she could recreate it, let alone us.
We do. Me and Vish were talking, though. We do need to update the intro a little bit because we got to get Coach Cull up on there. There's a part when she says something about, like, we're great and that everyone should do the show. I have it clipped, so we're gonna find a way to add that to the ending.
I like how you keep saying we.
Well, I took the clip.
Well, she's gonna contribute too. She's gonna be texting you every day to do it.
Yes, I know, but you told me to send you the clip and you would do it, so I technically am contributing.
Well, now I have the whole show. I don't need the clip.
He's trying to take all the credit, Matt. You see this?
Yeah.
For doing the intros? Yes, I am trying to take all the credit for building the intros. What the hell are we talking about?
Rude.
Coach Ellis trying to take all the credit for coaching and being the head coach of the Final Four team. How dare he? No, they're both, those ones I went a little, you gave me some ideas and I kind of went rogue and put whatever clips I wanted in there and just let you guys deal with it. Other than I let you pick your what you're saying. Matt did not get a choice.
The original intro you picked my saying.
I was originally
saying Adidas make this into a hoodie.
Yeah. And then Adidas made everything into a hoodie, apparently. So
after a time I was like, I feel like there should be a Kenikaji reference because of he got mentioned. It's not even like literally we're gonna be talking women's hoops, and I still found a way to mention Kenikaji. So not that he's ever coming on the show, but
well.
There was, he answered us. He answered
once,
Matt, but
once,
but that was it. That was the hope, the little glimmer of hope that we had, but it's okay. But we're going to get like most of the women's team and coaches. So it's all good. Cue the Sox outro.
Don't cry. Keep it chill. Wear good socks.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.